Hey guys, welcome to another episode of WT Podcast. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are the OMB Twins.
The OMB Twins, man.
You missed it.
I did. You know what? I like, as I was saying that, I was like, am I saying all this wrong? And then, yeah.
Sometimes, so many times when we're doing this, I will not realize I'm talking. Like, you're like talking, but you like your mind's elsewhere.
Oh, so you're not listening to
me? No, it's like the Michael Scott quote where you're like, sometimes I just am saying something and I don't even know where it's going.
Yes.
Just hope it finds itself along the way.
No, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, I think what was in my head was I was like, oh my gosh, this is telling me something good.
Yeah, this is telling me something good.
And then I was thinking about how we have a new intro for that.
Yes. So Megan's going to put the intro in right now. Now.
Tell me something good.
What did you guys think?
Did you love it? So I know you heard it already on Josh's episode. But
yeah. So much better than the way we could... So I don't know. Better. It's funnier when we do it.
Yeah, it's funnier for sure, but it's pretty cringy.
Yeah, we get embarrassed every episode we do.
But this is another episode of Tell Me Something Good.
Tell Me Something Good. We're so glad that you're here.
Yes. So before we talk about that,
let's talk about our weeks. I always forget everything that happened in my week.
I know.
I can't even remember what I ate for lunch.
But it's also like, I just don't, I'm like, I'm so boring. I don't have anything fun going on. But I am trying something out this next week.
Sarah is keeping all of us on our toes.
Yeah, I'm keeping myself on my toes, too.
Literally.
Really, nobody can keep up with me.
No, we cannot.
You can't. But this doesn't have anything to do with, like, a job or anything. Okay, it just has to do with, like, some things I'm going to try dietary-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Recently, I've just been, like, kind of wanting to change a little bit, you know? Okay. Yeah, so, basically, and I'm going to say this. And the people that are actually doing this are going to come for me because I'm not going to be, like, dogma about it. But I'm going to go, like...
You're going to do carnivore?
No, not carnivore, but animal-based, yeah. And not, like...
Okay, what are you going to change then?
Get rid of, like, a lot of the carbs that I'm eating. I mean, it's actually going to be a big...
Like, way more protein.
No, it's going to be... carnivore. No, I mean, so, like, a carnivore is literally only meat. Animal-based is where you can do, I mean, anything that comes from an animal, obviously... But then, you can still do fruits, which, did not know, but technically, squash and zucchini are fruit, because you can still eat those. So, you can't do, like, anything with a stem, which is kind of, like, no vegetables, basically, which I definitely do a lot of broccoli, so I won't be able to do that. But, so, that's where it's different, is that you still do, like, some carbs, but it's in the form of fruit, essentially. Some people do it to where, like, they're a little bit more lax about it, so they might do, like, rice or, and I can do sweet potatoes, or I can do potatoes, which is nice. So, so basically it's just, like, a lot more protein, a lot more fat than I'm used to, and then just really not, like, a ton of, I mean, just way less carbs. I mean, I significantly eat, like, tons of carbs, but I don't know, I've just been, like, I kind of more recently, when I say recently, a couple months ago, started to eat more red meat. Not that I'd never ate red meat, but it was not something that, like, I, like, ate every single week. And so I think since I've, like, reintroduced that into my diet, I've just been, like, almost wanting more of it. So I'm like, you know what? Might as well kind of dive into it. And now my For You page is, like, full of the animal-based diets, like, all that I'm getting right now. But it looks like, good. I mean, you know, I'll eat, like, tons of eggs and cottage cheese and, like, I can still do yogurt and obviously tons of meat. I'll do, like, sweet potatoes, avocados. The only thing that, like, does kind of weird me out is, like, you can't use, like, oils or, like, I think you're not really supposed to use oils, or maybe you can use a specific one. But so I put in my cart because I already got my groceries in the cart. I haven't checked it out yet. But I got, like, ghee instead of butter because, like, they do a lot of butter. I don't know why. That just grosses me out a little bit.
Ghee sounds worse than butter.
I don't know why. I think butter just, like, it just grosses me out. And so I'm just doing ghee.
Let me tell you what would gross me out more than butter. Whatever ghee is.
I don't know.
Have you seen ghee?
It looks like butter. But I don't know why butter just, like, for some reason weirds me out more. But, yeah. So that, I put, like, dates on there because a lot of people do dates. Like,
dates are yummy.
Yeah. I think I've had dates, like, one time. But they do, like... Like, most of them will do that for, like, a sweet treat or, like...
Dessert.
And let me just say this. Again, I'm not doing this, like, dogma style. Like, on the weekends, like, say me and Dustin, because we always go on Saturday night, we'll, like, go to dinner or something. It's like, So I'm not going to be, like, so regimented like some of these people are. I'm not going to do that. But I'm like, if my body's kind of wanting some more of this stuff, I'm like, why not lean into it? It's not like I eat, like, garbage now, but I do have rice and I'll do... So I'm not going to do that for at least a little while. And then, I'll do, like, broccoli, so I'm not going to do that. I do a lot of oatmeal. So oh, I won't be doing that oatmeal.
Yeah. Honestly.
The oatmeal will be the biggest thing to get rid of.
I'm like, what is going to fail? What would make you stop that? Not fail.
But
stop this is not having oatmeal.
I mean, I eat it twice a day, every single day.
I know.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat instead of that?
So, oh, trust me, that's been a big, huge, massive thought in my brain because I'm like, I have to get
oatmeal. I had to stop eating oatmeal. You know what I did, actually? You could eat this. There's no meat on it. But I did, when I had to stop doing oatmeal for a little bit, when I was figuring out my gut issues, I did a sweet potato, cut it open. Can you have, like, peanut butter?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it'd still be good. So, sweet potato, you cut it open, cut, like, half a banana, drizzle some peanut butter and some cinnamon on there.
Okay, I could do that, but I can do, so I can't do peanut butter, but I can do raw honey. So I might do raw honey.
Dear God, yeah. I'm telling you. I mean, that's all carbs.
Well, that's okay. I need carbs. That's the thing. It's like some of these people that do it, like when you're actual carnivore, which, okay, maybe figure it out. But I'm like, I won't have energy to do anything, to work out, you know. So that's why I'm doing animal-based, because I'm like, I have to have the carbs. But no, I can do that. I'm going to do in the morning, because in the morning I always have breakfast oats, which I'm just going to have to be better about, like, because I'll do that every single night before. But I'll have to do, like, I'm thinking probably, like, well, I was going to maybe do yogurt in the evening, like do yogurt and fruit in the evening before I go to bed. But I was thinking about doing just like eggs and ground beef, or like make like a big thing and just like cut it up and then maybe do some like yogurt and fruit too, probably is probably what I'll do. That's what I'm thinking I'll probably do. And then for lunch, I saw these like good, like they looked like hamburger bowls, or you do like a bunch of meat and then you do like pickles, and you can do... Some people will do lettuce, but you're not... So, again, the people that are, like, really strict about it are like, no, you can't do this stuff, but I'm not going to be super strict about it.
I feel like I would be like, I'm going to do this, but then, oh, I really like oatmeal? That's what I'm going to add in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I would just be like, Megan, you're eating the same food
you always eat. No, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm still going to do... Because, like lettuce is essentially water. I'm not doing, like, spinach, because you're not supposed to do, like... For some reason, I don't know, again... The people that are actually
really
going to come for me.
Sarah Ann is just bored.
But I'm going to do, like, I really want to, yeah, I'm just bored. I really want to, like, get into raw milk, because I know it's so nutrition, like, nutrient dense, and Allie was saying that they've got somebody, because I was trying to, like, you can't, like, buy it.
No, I've already contacted somebody, but then they had, like, drop-offs on a certain time, and I couldn't make that time work.
Well, I'm going to have to figure something out, because I would really like, the only thing I would put it in is, like, my coffee, or maybe I'd do, like, a, I don't know, even, like, a smoothie or something. But I wouldn't use, like, the raw, because I don't really do raw. I mean, I don't drink milk a lot.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, I'm animal-based. So, there's that. Maybe I'll try steaks. I don't know how to make them.
No. You know what? That actually is a good reminder. I don't ever really do red meat, and red meat is so good for you, and I just, like, don't.
I do red meat every day now, but I'm going to eat more of it every day.
Yeah, I do need to.
Dude, let me tell you, let me put you onto this bowl that I've been doing for the past 2 months, and it's been... banging, and it's so easy. You do ground beef, sweet potatoes, like cut up, and I put them into the in the air fryer, make like a big batch of them, broccoli and rice, mix it up. It's banging.
I believe it's banging.
It's so good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I've done it for probably 2 months now.
I mean,
for dinner
I eat like ground chicken with like sweet potato, green beans,
yeah,
and black eyed peas.
Do ground beef.
Yeah, I, you know, and I do a whole thing of like, I eat a 3-pound bag of ground turkey every week. So maybe I just switch that up sometimes and do, I don't know. I just like, I don't like the fattiness, like
the taste. You can do the really, I do the really lean.
I know I would, but it just feels a little bit, it just, I don't know. I like the, but it's so good. Like I could see a lot of value in me switching over, and I've thought of it, but I just like, as I'm going to the grocery store, I always forget. So
as Taylor is eating a cinnamon,
I literally thought
cinnamon bun in the corner over here.
Taylor, our producer, is literally...
Taylor's like, I'm also going animal-based after this cinnamon roll.
Trust me, I would freaking...
It looks really good.
Stop. I would eat that in a freaking heartbeat. If I could have gluten, Taylor, I would 1,000,000% be getting a freaking bite of that. Are you kidding me?
Gluten has really helped.
Oh, I'll get gas, but I'll get like... But I get really bad brain fog. That's why. I get brain fog.
Brain fog is life.
I'm like, yeah, what's not
no,
happening?
No, I'm always confused.
Yeah. Taylor is also going to try out the animal-based. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I actually remembered actually something about my week.
Oh, perfect.
Before we go into our Tell Me Something Good, which actually this is also good. So me and my husband went to Jake Motz and his daughter's birthday party.
Yeah.
This was like a few weeks ago. And at that birthday party, I saw this guy there and like our daughters were playing together on this blow up thing. And he was like standing there and I recognized him because he had preached at our church one time. Just like a sub whatever, you know, speaker or whatever. And so I was like, hey, like, and he also came into the studio one day because he knew Liz, whatever. And he was like getting his hair cut, whatever. So I was like, hey, I think I saw you come in our studio not very long ago. And he was like, oh yeah. And I was like, yeah, I think you, like preached at public church. Like we go there, you know? And, so we just kind of struck up conversation and he mentioned that he's the like director in this area or something like that for, FCA. And FCA is something like I've always thought, you know, once I like am in a place where like I can add something else onto my plate and like in a way of like serving the community in some sort of way, I always thought like FCA would be a good option. And I was talking to him and I was like, oh yeah, you know, that's funny because like, you know, FCA is something that I could see myself getting involved with down the road, blah, blah, blah. And so we're just talking about it and I was just kind of sharing my heart about, you know, obviously Jesus, but then also like, you know, what I do for a living and how important I think it is and blah, 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 blah. And, so then he was like, hey, well, let's like, you know, get in contact and we can, you know, kind of finish this conversation or something like that. So anyways, he reached out, a couple weeks ago and we finally met up. And so I met him and another girl that works for him. I met with them at, Bond Life. And so, just kind of talking about, you know, they have like people that like FCA leaders or whatever that will like they're assigned like CHS's volleyball team. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And so like one person, like a girl or guy, you know, they have different. And so they'll like kind of go to their practices and they'll, you know, go to the games and they'll just kind of be like a point person. You know what I'm saying? And so I had mentioned to him when we were talking prior that like, you know, my schedule doesn't really like allow me to go to like, you know, all these practices and games and stuff like that. But if there was a way I could get involved, I'd be interested. So we were just kind of talking about that. And we kind of pitched them at this idea, kind of, we like collaborated on like, you know, what would it look like if I potentially went in, not as like a, you know, I was not in sports. So it's like, not like I'm like the sport soccer specific or whatever. It would be like I would potentially go in and talk to like all of these different teams, but talk to them about topics that maybe like their male coach wouldn't feel comfortable talking about, like for example just like, you know, body image with girls and, you know, like how to have a positive relationship with food and exercise and stuff like that. Just because I feel extremely passionate about what our kids are being fed. That is a huge passion of mine and something I feel very, you know, I just feel very passionate about it. But another topic is the way that certain sports, like for example, dance or like cheerleading, like those are sports that I don't really want Aria to get into. If she is drawn to those naturally, then we'll work through that. But it's not, those are not sports that I'm putting on to Aria because I worry about, you know, I feel like there's a certain body image that is expected or is talked about and there's pressure there. And that's something I never want Aria to feel, you know what I'm saying? That like her body has to look a certain way to do a sport. So, but in the same way, those are the sports that I feel drawn to in like wanting to talk to these girls of like, you know, essentially like, how can we, like I said, have a positive body image, and also the emphasis being towards like being strong versus skinny, those kind of conversations. And so just kind of was talking to them about, you know, potentially, you know, if different teams, if they're interested, and this is something I didn't really realize with FCA, it's kind of like, it's really per coach. Like if the coach is interested in having you in, then they'll, you know, but like if the coach isn't, it's not like something that like, you know, oh, here's your FCA person. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of collaboration with the coaches. So basically she was like, well, let's put together kind of like a little flyer of like you, who you are, your credentials, and then like some questions that like you could come in and kind of be answering, you know? So anyways, I kind of made that flyer and sent it to her. And so she was like, we'll send them out to the, you know, our teams. And they were talking about like some teams are in season right now, so that wouldn't really be, you know, they're all just focused on, you know, but like when they're off season teams, you know. So anyways, potentially
doing
that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be cool. I think that's a way I could kind of give back, you know, to the community in a way. And I mean, it's something that I've thought about in different ways. It's funny. I've thought about it outside of FCA. Like, how could I talk to younger girls, you know, because there's just so much pressure, as I think, as a young girl. And anyways, so yeah, I could potentially be doing that
sometime. That's pretty cool. I worked with a volleyball player at C4, and actually, anyways, she's really awesome, but... She had brought me on to, like, talk to their volleyball girls because she was wanting some, like, nutrition advice, and which, number one, is, like, crazy to me that they don't really have anybody.
They don't have anybody doing anything.
Yeah, like, so I, like, sat down with the volleyball team at Lee, and so I gave them a lot of, and they, you know, a lot of them did not know much about it at all, which is fine, but it was interesting because I felt like it was more so, I had more questions after, almost about... kind of like body image, and like it became very apparent that a lot of female athletes really do deal with like body image, and that's where it's just kind of crazy to me because I'm like, you know, you're supposed to perform, like your job is to perform, your job is not to look a certain way, your job is to perform. So it's just interesting though, because, you know, I don't know, it just made me realize how the athletic teams need more resources than they have access to.
Well, and I was also talking to them about, like, getting together just some, like, parent resources as well. Because, I mean, they do work with some college teams, but obviously most of their teams they work with are middle school and high school. And so, you know, when it comes to food, who's going to the grocery store? They're not going to the grocery store. Their parents are going to the grocery store. You know, so things like resources for parents and stuff like that. I mean, parents that are just open, you know, to the conversation, but... trying to get together some resources for the parents and the family of, like, you know, just like what is a appropriate diet for my child that is in sports and is working really hard and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's cool that you did that. I didn't know you did that, but that's something that I think there is, it's a need.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah, you know? No, for sure. Yeah.
So
I agree.
That was not myself. Tell me something good, but that was about my week, but that was also good.
Was good.
So we'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah.
If your team, you know, you're listening and your team and you need some advice, just let me know.
Let her know.
But okay, so tell me.
Well, you're gonna have to go to yours because I went blank on mine.
Oh, you forgot.
Well, I mean, I guess I've got like a little tell me something good, but I had a bigger one and I'm just blanking, so you're gonna have to say yours. But me and my husband just celebrated our 3-year anniversary. So we're actually going to dinner tonight, so I'm excited about that. And then we're gonna do the cute little thing where, have you seen the videos where couples will
you
go to like
each other?
No, that would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
Should we do that? That would be really funny. You go to like Target or something and you each get like their favorite snack, their favorite drink. Something they need, something they want. So you, like, get, like, these, like, and then you, like, give them to each other or whatever. So I think we're going to do that. Yeah, so we're just going to go to, like, Target or something after and just, like, get little, like, shop for each other. So that'll be cute.
Oh, that's a cute idea. Yeah.
So happy anniversary, babe. That's love cute. You.
Happy anniversary.
I've had some people talk about the yawn thing.
Oh, my gosh. Dustin said I took straight bullets from that episode.
I'll take it back. I don't regret it.
It is true.
Well, it's funny. I told that story last night. We went to dinner with a bunch of people that we like work out with and stuff and used to work out with. And they brought up that. And then, because we were talking about yawns, Dustin yawned quietly. And I was like, see, he could do it quietly.
No, that's because he was so insecure.
He should have been insecure.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because like after that episode aired, I was like standing in my shower with like Josh's nail clippings everywhere in the shower. And this is the thing is, in fairness to my husband, he would just clip them on the ground. And I was like, hey, can we like do that in like the garbage or like over the toilet or something? So he was trying by moving into the shower, but he didn't like do them in the drain. It was like, they were just nail clippings all in my shower.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
So I was just like, that was something I love about, I love my husband, but just showering gross. And nail clippings. But anyways, that's not my tell me something good. My tell me something good is that last month, and I made a post about it, I hit 4 different PRs. I was really proud of it.
Yeah.
2 of them were running PRs. 2 of them were like lifting PRs, which is, that's kind of a cool like balance anyways. But for those of you that don't know, I had an injury from when I got pregnant. I had got an injury that basically it's like a pelvis injury. And I was not able to run for 18 months. So part of my pregnancy, most of my pregnancy, and then for months after my pregnancy. So just because I was in excruciating pain, and I never thought I'd be able to run again. Honestly, there was a long time where I was like, I will never run again. After a long time, after months and months after having Aria, the pain got a little bit better. And so I started to be able to run again, but I was still having like a lot of pain, but I was able to run. It was like a 7 or 8 on the pain scale versus like a 10. And so anyway, so slowly through time, I've been able to run faster and longer and with less pain. Now it still comes, like for example, today I ran today and I'm having like a little bit of a flare up of my injury right now, but and it can last like 2 or 3 months is normally if I flare it up, it'll last for a few months. But all that to say, this last month, two of my PRs were, I ran my fastest 3-mile run, which I just wanted to know how long I could run, not a 5K time.
What was
it? 20. Shoot, what was it? I wanted it sub 21, and I got like 20. It was like 20:37, I think, or something like that.
I think mine was 21. I think that was my fastest.
I wanted like sub 21.
Yeah.
Which I hit, and it was the hilliest 5K I'd ever ran. So, and it was raining and it was cold, but I was like, you know what? This is a goal that I've set. And so my first mile was like 6:45, I think. So it was faster than but I knew if I didn't get that first mile under, then it wasn't going to happen. So anyways, I hit that and I was really, really proud of that. And then I also ran, my first half marathon since having Aria. Again, I never would have imagined. If you would have asked me like 4 years ago if I would be running definitely that distance, I would have said that's not happening because of my pain. But so I ran my fastest half time as well. So I think I averaged like 7, I can't remember, it was 7 something for my average time on that for 13 miles. So I was really, really proud of that. And I didn't have any pelvic pain, which is wild. I didn't have any pelvic pain during that run. But then I had pelvic pain like my next run, which was like a 6-mile. So it's just like I never know. But I feel very grateful after I've had something that prevented me from doing something that I love so much, which was running, to be able to now do them and to do them better than I had done them prior to having Aria or getting pregnant. I feel really, really thankful. Just because I love running so much. But, you know, I still have the injury. And at this point, I don't know how to get it to go away. I don't know if it ever will. But it just makes me hold on to every run and appreciate every run that I get to go on. So it's a blessing from the Lord that I even get to move my body. But also, I did hit 2 more PRs, like strength PRs, which were really cool too. So yeah, and kind of set some more intentions for this decade of what I want to do physically. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really proud of that.
Amazing. You should be.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So yeah, what's your one that you forgot? Did you still forget it?
Wait, hang on. I just need a second because I was busy listening to you.
Whatever. You were like...
No, I was really trying to be, like, listen to what you're saying. Shoot. What was it?
It wasn't that good if you forgot about
great.
It.
Well, it must not have been very good. Dang it.
Okay, but I do have a follow-up about one of my other tell me something goods that everyone made fun of. Well, okay, not everyone, but Sarianne. I'm sure you can assume.
I'm sure it's the duck.
It's the duck. Jerry's gone, guys. I just need to... Jerry has not been on the Greenway, and I'm hoping that he just went away from the winter, for the winter, and is coming back. But I just need everyone to know I'm not okay.
Jerry's, I'm sure, is fine.
Jerry the duck is not on the greenway right now. So, anyways, just a follow-up. I was trying to buy you some time.
Keep talking. Dude.
What was
Ask you some probing questions.
What?
How's my tummy feeling good?
That, you know what's funny is this is the whole episode and Sarian forgot her tell me something good.
It's so bad that I couldn't even remember it.
You can't even remember. Well, another pro is that, speaking of childhood nutrition, Bobby Kennedy is going to be in charge of making America healthy again. And we're not going to talk
about politics.
We're not talking politics.
Because I can talk about it. We're
not talking politics. But I am really, really excited.
How come you're allowed to be excited?
Because
about that?
Bobby is not very controversial, okay? We're excited, Sarah. I'm just saying this is about the health of our children.
And our country.
Yes.
The health of our country.
So anyways, I'm really pumped about that. Again, I'm just trying to buy you some time and you're not remembering it.
I could definitely go into that, but Megan still won't let me. Okay, well, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I cannot think about what it was.
Okay, well, you mentioned you're going to another church now. Are y'all liking that church?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I think so. We visited a few times. It's got a bunch of younger people at it, which is fine. Like, it's primarily younger people. I definitely think there's a lot of benefit in having, like, a wide variety in people, but I mean, there are, it's just, for the most part, it's not. No, I like it. The pastor this past Sunday, because me and Dustin are just, we are looking for, what we're going for is coming from the pulpit. We're not necessarily looking for, like, a great kids ministry or, like, people more our age. Like, that's not really what we're looking for. We're definitely looking for what's coming out of the pulpit. And this past Sunday, they're going through John right now, and they have been for a while. And there was a topic in it. And we, like I read through, like, when we started, me and Dustin kind of read through the passage, and there was one part of it where we were like, okay, this has got a lot of meat in it, you know. Hopefully, we were just kind of hoping that he would, and he did. He really did. He dove right into it, and it was about essentially, basically, like, the Lord hardening, like, Israel's heart, basically, is what it was in John. So, just about how the Lord will harden your heart, or harden people. He does harden people's hearts. I mean, that's biblical. And he was just talking about, like, why he does it. And he was like, you know, the truth is that it's kind of hard to understand. He was like, and he didn't try to, like, fluff it up or whatever. And I mean, he was just honest about it, about what scripture said. And it was, we really appreciated it. And the truth is that it's for his glory. Like, the Lord gets glory from people that are saved as well as people that are not saved. Like, that's just the truth. So, you know, but we appreciate that because I think could have been an easy passage to just kind of skip past. And we were excited that he really tapped into it. So that was good. Yeah. And I've been going to a little small group that they've got, and it's at his house. Actually, it's at the pastor's house. So yeah, I think we've liked it so far. We're not like, this is for sure it, but we've liked it out of the ones we've gone to. So yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That can be your tell me something good.
Yeah, I think it'll have to be.
Megan came up with your tell me something good. Sarian's tell me something good.
I just cannot believe that. Dude, I've totally forgotten. Hang on. Just give me.
This is honestly pretty typical.
Okay, just say something. Like, just talk to them for a minute. Just let me think for a second. Just say something to them. You guys, help a girl out. Dustin always bashes me for these because he's always like, y'all do these tell me something good. And then they're negative sometimes.
I had two tell me something goods. And a follow-up about Jerry, and you've got nothing.
I talked about my anniversary.
Yeah, okay, that can be your tell me something good. Dustin and new.
Well, it wasn't church. My tell me something good. It is good. Okay. Sorry, that's all I got, sorry. Y'all. I'm so
going
to
make her keep notes next time, guys.
Yeah,
this
I did
is,
not.
Honestly, this is embarrassing.
I'm fine with it. It's okay, I'm good with it. Well, hope you guys enjoyed Megan's telling something good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, guys, I hope that you enjoyed our episode. Thanks for listening to me and only me today, sharing some
still
positive things.
Pops up.
It wasn't that good.
It was something. It was something. Dude.
Okay. again, we're not going to sit here and wait. This is going to take too long. Okay, so thank you guys so... No, thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Tell Me Something Good, where Megan shared all the good things.
I'm still thinking.
She's got 3, 2... No, I'm just kidding. Thank you guys so much for joining. Please come back for next week in another episode of Tell Me Something Good. I
promise to have something next
time. Sarah
Ann
will share her
old... It'll just be mine.
She's going to think of it right when we press stop, but it's... We can't. We can't.
I'm sorry, guys.
We love you.
Love y'all. Come back.
Come back for another episode next week of another Tell Me Something Good. No,
not next week.
Another episode of Double T Podcast
where we spill all the tea.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Tell me something good.